Okay, good morning, everyone. As Paul introduced myself, I'm giving the resource status update today as from the 31st of December 2005. So here you can, as you know, all know, there's 256 slash 8s, and from here you can see that out of these slash 8s, this amount here, there's a certain amount of reserve for ITF for special use, such as experimental, as you can see. This figure over here reflects the amount that was given out before pre-RIR times. And you can see at the moment over here, this reflects each from the current RIRs. So to give you a yearly comparison of IPv4 allocations that each of the RIRs have made from 1999 to 2005, under APNIC's figure you can see that there has been linear growth. However, in 2005 you'll notice that RIPNCC has made the most V4 allocations. Under the cumulative total, percentage-wise, APNIC has made the most, has the largest percentage in comparison with the other IRRs. Assignment-wise, you can see from 1999 to 2005, the AS percent figure. Compared to IPv4, APNIC has made a smaller amount in AS numbers. And you can see here in percentage-wise, the cumulative total, ARIN has made the most, and RIPNCC second, and APNIC third. Now, for V6 allocations, this is the V6 allocations out of a number of slash 23s. So you can see from the totals up on screen that RIPNCC has made the most V6 allocations so far. And you can see this amount figured amount reflected here between 1999 and 2005. So you can see in 2005 RIPNCC made the most compared to APNIC. And again, this is reflected in the percentage for the cumulative total. So out of all the RIRs, RIPNCC has made the most, has the largest percentage, APNIC second, ARIN third, and so on. Now, if you want to go away and analyse this data, please feel free to go to any of the URLs there to have a look at the raw data. Thank you very much.